Hello, everyone. This is Clarissa Bell, and welcome to the bi-monthly teleclass where we will be learning about the system of cartology, an ancient system said to date back to Atlantis. And it helps unfold your destiny or gives you a glimpse of what your destiny is through a very esoteric mathematical system, quadrating a deck of cards. It's a very interesting system. It's only becoming more well-known over the last 20 years, I'd say, but very interesting. And I've studied many things, and I found it to be one of the most accurate systems that I've come across. But as usual, we're going to start today with just a short centering, okay? So if you're able to, close your eyes and just relax. If all you need to do is just relax. It doesn't require anything else. Oh, just, and as you relax, just notice your breathing. We're going to notice what's always here, present, without us striving or efforting, that which is just a gift of our beingness. And it is a gateway, a doorway, to come into an experience of who we truly are, that which is eternal, that does not change, that is the backdrop and the background of everything, that which is aware of the body, aware of the thoughts moving through, aware of the comings and goings of this created reality. So just as you become aware of your breathing, I want you just to notice that the breathing is coming in and out, and the breathing is moving through where all the systems of the body that it needs to move through without this me doing anything about it. And what is that? Can we get a glimpse of what is that that's doing that? It's not that me that we're so familiar with, the me that thinks, that has a story, that has its needs, desires. It catches on to thoughts and makes them my thoughts and my body, my mind, my job, my work, my this, my that. No, if you really notice, this breathing is just being done, and the me has nothing to do with it. And just feel how when you become aware of that, there's a soothing, calming effect. Just turning our attention to that brings a kind of relief. And let us just, for this moment, just feel the bounty of that and the mystery of that. What is that? What's causing this? I'm not doing it, but what is causing it? There's something that is omnipotent, that is doing this. Well, maybe not a doing, but it's just happening, just as the sun is happening and the wind is happening and the planets are turning. There's that. We're all being done by this something. Probably words don't do it justice, but just to point to it, we use words to point to it, but what is it? It's a mystery. And as is the same mystery, its energy, this force, whatever, as I said, words are just pointing to it. It's flowing through each of us, or is each of us, is breathing each of us, and we're all then the same in that regard. It's this one, the big oneness that is this. And just become aware, aware, aware through our breathing. And so whenever we're caught, which is frequently, which I know I am, we can always come back to this sort of investigation. Notice we're being breathed. And what is that that's breathing us? What is that? I ascertain that it's who we truly are. It's the eternal part of us. It's the timeless eternal part that is witnessing everything, that is not affected by anything that's happening here. So we can always come back to this and just at least be soothed and calmed in these moments when we remember, oh yeah. And so here we are today. Today is Tuesday, March 8, 2011. Just a way to kind of mark experiences. There really is no time per se. I mean, we're making up the time, and it's a fun little system to make up the time, just like it's a fun little system to make up this card system, but it's all just for fun. It's experience, and it's a way to mark and measure time, okay? So now we will continue with the class, and today's class is going to be about the jacks and the cardology system, okay? And in the cardology system, the cards, there are 13 numbers going from the ace to the king. The ace would be represented by the number 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Jack is represented by the number 11, queen 12, and king 13. And then there are 4 suits, the hearts, the clubs, the diamonds, and the spades. And so today I'm going to talk about the jacks in the cardology system. And the first thing I'd like to say about the jacks is the jack is the youngest member of the royal family. The royal family considers the jack, the queens, and the kings. And all of these cards are very powerful cards. The queens and the kings are masters. And the jack has a lot of gifts and talents, but it doesn't have any of the responsibilities of the king or the queen. It's like it would be like a prince to a king. So it's a prince, and it has all of these benefits and these gifts that are given to it, but not yet the responsibility of the king or the queen. So we say jacks, they like to play, they have fun, and they're youthful, and since they don't really have the responsibility yet, they treasure their freedom. Yet they also want to be treated with respect and some measure of admiration, because they're part of the royal family. So, again, they're youthful, witty, romantic, charming, very, very creative and resourceful. The jacks are the most resourceful and creative cards in the deck, okay? Now, the thing about this is so much is given to them, and yet they don't have the responsibility, that the king and the queens have, and they could be tempted to misuse this creative energy for fun or for profit or just to avoid unpleasant situations. Okay, and actually transforming this youthfulness into responsibility will be a lifelong thing for the jacks, because jacks, the other, another sort of, or the more mature road for the jacks, I guess once they've had enough of playing and fun and all that kind of stuff, is to kind of up-level their life, is to go to higher qualities. So we say jacks are the initiates of the deck. And this implies rising to a new higher level of whatever their suit is. And to be really fulfilled, they must really rise above their material nature with all the gifts they've been given and access the higher qualities of their suit, okay? And so that is, that's why we say jacks are initiatives. So a jack of hearts would have to rise to spiritual love, jack of clubs, spiritual knowledge, jack of diamonds, spiritual, higher spiritual values. And a jack of spades is higher spiritual principles and just a way of living their life that is aligned with the spiritual realm. And so their creative minds must be really, and they'll do that when they're ready. Okay, that's the thing. Well, we all have to be ready to kind of rise to a new level no matter what anyone says. I mean, it really has to be our own idea. And but because they're given so much and they have so many gifts and so much creativity, innate, natural born creativity. They must use their creative minds in a very let's say fruitful way, because if they don't, there could be the tendency or a great temptation to use it for not so good ways. So in some ways also too, we say the jacks are like, you know, sort of like the jokesters and the liars and the thieves of the deck, okay, because they're so resourceful and they're so creative that they could tell a lie and spin a web, and it could be believed because it's done so craftily, okay? So that's a bit about the jack. So we're all, and then I'll go into each specific suit. So a jack of hearts. Let's start with the hearts. I always start from hearts all the way to space, because the hearts is the first suit, and we'd say they're the youngest, and hearts are about relationships and also art and expression, okay? So the Jack of Hearts, though, is a particular special card because it is one of the three fixed cards in the deck. The King of Spades, the Eight of Clubs, and the Jack of Hearts are the three fixed cards in the decks, and there's a pair of semi-fixed cards, and so that would make four semi-fixed cards, three fixed cards. But Jack of Hearts is one of the three fixed cards. That means that they never move positions in the spread. They always stay in the same spot. This is a more advanced cardology when I'm talking about cards moving positions, okay? But usually every year a card moves to a different position and occupies a different spot in the spread so that they can get a taste of what it's like to be that particular card that whose position it's sitting in. But the three fixed cards never move positions. They stay in that position for life. So that's why we call them fixed cards. But this makes them very fixed in nature, you know what I mean? So they're makes them stubborn. They don't move. You can't get them to really move unless they choose to move. The other thing with the fixed cards is they don't really have any karma cards per se. Okay, that's the other thing. Okay, so, but the position of this card, the Jack of Hearts, sits in the Venus-Jupiter row. And if you look at the spreads, it's like so it sits at the, like, right on the intersection of, say, the cross. If you had a vertical line and a horizontal line, and right at the position of the cross, which is the Venus-Jupiter position, and that never moves. And so it places them right on the cross. So this is often the card of sacrifice or Christ card, okay? That's what this card is known as, okay? And really, these people will do almost anything for the people that they love. Love is the most important thing to them. Loving the people in their life is the most important thing to them. And a lot of times they will sacrifice themselves. You know, they will spend a lot of time really just, you know, being a savior for other people, the people that they love. And so their biggest challenge in relationship is that they need to learn to speak up for their own needs and desires, you know, instead of sort of just playing the savior. They can be so involved in taking care of their partner's needs that they don't really, you know, speak up for what they need, okay? So that's going to be one of their biggest challenges in relationships. And the other thing about this card is that it is one of the one of only three one-eyed cards in the decks. There's three one-eyed cards. There's the Jack of Hearts, and there's the Jack of Spades, and there's the King of Diamonds. And these cards have one eye. I mean, it's one eye. I'm speaking metaphorically here. And having one eye means that that these people who are these cards will have a difficulty being objective, okay? It means that they're only looking out of one eye, so they're not looking out the other, so they can't see both sides of something, but they're looking through sort of more of a narrower focus or awareness. And what this usually means is that they're blind to their own faults, to their own immaturity mostly, or escaping responsibility for their actions, or usually with the Jack of Hearts, because they're so relationship-oriented and they're so busy trying to save people that they're blind to the faults of those that they love, okay? So it's usually going to manifest in either one of those ways, but with the Jack of Hearts, it's mostly they're blind to the faults of the people that they love, okay? So that's the thing with, you know, one eye. So it's speaking up for themselves, and then they can often be blind to the people they love, just trying to save them, never letting them, you know, work through their own, you know, issues in life. And everyone has to do that, okay? And again, being the fixed nature, they're very proud. They're fixed in nature. And the jack has an odd number, 11. And so the females of this suit will have a good deal of masculine energy. And the odds numbers is more of a masculine energy. The evens are more of a feminine energy, okay? It has nothing to do with, you know, male, female, but just masculine and feminine energy. But the females will have a great deal of masculine energy, okay? And as I said, the jacks, you know, as I talked about the overall jacks, they like to play, they have fun. But marriage, and the thing with jacks is they like their freedom because they like to play, they like to have fun, and they're so creative, and they like to do different things. And so freedom is very important to jacks. The only exception to that would be the jack of hearts, because they're very, very, very family, marriage, children-oriented, okay? You'd see a jack of hearts will, it's very marriageable, and they will stay in marriages, probably will do almost anything to keep a marriage going, okay? Okay, so, and the other thing about the jack of hearts is they have a desire to save the world, and this is because in their life path, they have two nines right back-to-back in Mercury and Venus, the first two periods of their life. And this, and nines are about finding a mission in life and giving universally. So finding a mission in life will if they can find a mission in life, something that they want to give universally, not just to their partner. I mean, they're good at giving to the people they love. But if they find something, a way of giving to universally or giving to the world through their work or career, they'll find great success in that, okay? And as I said, So this jack, as it goes to access higher levels, to initiate higher levels, they have the capacity to become a vessel for spiritual love. That would be the upgrade or the up-leveling for a jack of hearts. And some famous jack of hearts are Hilary Swank. You see her, she's a perfect example of a female who's kind of got that masculine energy. And, you know, you can see a kind of fixed nature about her. You know, even if you look at the role she's played. And even she played that role where she was, a boy. Was she a boy? Oh, no, she played a girl who wanted to be a boy. Boys Don't Cry, I think that was the name. And then she played a boxer, a female boxer. So, anyway, but she's very, very strong energy, very dedicated to her craft, but very strong energy. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Boris Becker, Jamie Lee Curtis, Lawrence Fishburne, these are all famous Jack of Hearts. Okay, so that's about the Jack of Hearts. And now the Jack of Clubs. Now the Jack of Clubs, this is called the youthful genius, you know, and also to the androgynous card. And the reason that it's called that is because the positions it sits in the grand solar spread is the Uranus-Venus position. So that's Uranus. That Uranus is very universal for one thing. It's different, it's unique. And then Venus is relationships. So these people have more of a progressive attitude about relationships, okay? And so you could say, it would tend to make them more accepting of everything, because say maybe they're more androgynous or even maybe, bisexual, because they don't hold the same standards to a relationship that may be the norm, okay? But these people are very, very intelligent. And one of the reasons why this is just the Jack of Clubs is a double jack, because their first karma card is a Jack of Diamonds. So they have a lot of jack energy, which is a lot of creativity and resourcefulness. And they're very highly intelligent with a keen and a fixed mind. And some are said to have sort of almost like a photographic memory. And this is because they have a Two of Clubs in Mercury and a King of Clubs in Jupiter. Now, a Two of Clubs is logic, and it's in Mercury, which is the sign of the mind. And so you have someone who's very intelligent. And the King of Clubs can make keen mental distinctions, and it's in Jupiter, which makes it, which makes it really big. So these people are very, very highly intelligent, okay? And they like to debate and anything to do with, intellectual flexing their intellectual muscles. These people really are very highly intelligent, and they're really good in publishing and speaking and anything to do with communications and the mind and that kind of thing. Now they have
a seven of spades in Venus, and this position in Venus in their life spread means that some of these, they may marry people who have, or have lovers who have health issues. Okay, that's usually the women, you know, you'll see jack of clubs women, and the men, their spouses or whoever their partners are, will have health issues. Because that's what seven, one of the manifestations of the seven of spades. Or the men, the jack of clubs men, will frequently want to dominate their partners with the seven of spades in Venus, because the seven of spades has a king of clubs as the first karma card. And again, that's one of those one-eyed cards, and they can be kind of dominating. So I have a brother who's a seven of spades, so I can attest to that. He's not a jack of clubs, but he is a seven of spades. And he can be very dominating with everybody. Okay, so that's just, so with jack clubs, they can be the men can be dominating. It's like once they get married, it's something about that. You know, they have an idea about relationship or marriage, and you know, they if people don't fit it, they want to fit people to it. But it's never going to work when they try to do that, because the seven of spades karma indicates that, you know, they won't be able to get away with it. Okay, and as I said, these are double jacks, so it makes them very freedom-oriented. You know, they like their freedom. And with that jack of diamonds as the first karma card, and they also have the jack of diamonds in their life spread in the Saturn position. So this means that financial responsibility may be an issue for them, and they need to be careful in this area. And with jacks, if they're not careful, you know, they can, because they're so intelligent and smart, and especially with the jack of clubs, they can use words, weave stories. You know, they can kind of use this creativity in a not so, above board way. So they really want to learn how to be responsible, you know, and this is also, you know, as I said, a lifelong sort of thing for jacks anyway, is to learn to kind of go from the jack to the king, because eventually they will be king. So eventually they will have to take on responsibility. So at some point in their life, you know, to really fully walk the path of the jack, eventually they have to sort of become initiated into a higher level of their suit, okay? And so for a jack of clubs, you know, part of that is, you know, becoming more financially responsible, okay? And as I said, these people, when they go to a higher level, they have the capacity to become a vessel for higher spiritual knowledge. They can use that keen intelligence and that photographic memory and just that way with words and communication, in, you know, to sort of spread spiritual knowledge. Some famous jack of clubs, and you'll see this Oprah Winfrey. I mean, you know, talk show host, perfect for her. Ralph Nader, another person who uses his great intellect to, you know, for consumers. Ben Affleck, if you see him, you'll see him. He's a writer, he's a director as well as an actor. And, you know, Sarah Jessica Parker, Gloria Steinem. I mean, wow. Okay, these are jack of clubs, very creative people, very resourceful, and jack of clubs would be that in communication and intelligence and words and all. You could see with all of these people, you know, you could see that in them. And it will manifest differently in each of them because they probably all have different planetary ruling cards. Okay. And also, too, with jack of clubs, you'll see again, that androgyny, especially with the women, you know, being able to they kind of have a particular kind of look about them. So anyway, that's jack of clubs. Now, jack of diamonds. Jack of diamonds is called the salesman card and the worshiper of personal freedom card. And the reason for this is that this card sits in the grand solar spread, in the Uranus-Neptune position, and then in the spiritual spread, it sits in the Uranus-Venus position. So you've got two Uranuses that it sits in. This means they pride themselves on being unique, okay? And Uranus is about freedom, too. So their personal freedom is something that they worship. and they hold in high regard, okay, with so much of this Uranus. And also, too, this is the other Jack that has another Jack as a karma card. So it's got a Jack of Clubs as a karma card. So that's interesting. The Jack of Clubs is a Jack of Diamonds is a karma card. And the Jack of Diamonds has Jack of Clubs as a karma card, okay? So, again, another double Jack. So with the two Uranus positions, the double Jacks, it makes them very, very, very freedom-oriented. As I said, their personal freedom is something they really worship, and they hold it in high regard. But the idealization of this freedom can sometimes become a reason or an excuse for them to do things that may deny them the very happiness and success that they seek. Because, you know, they have an aversion to responsibility and aversion to commitment because they like their freedom so much that you can imagine that with this aversion to responsibility and commitment, it can cause problems in both work and in their relationships, okay? And it's really interesting because their life spread is really beautifully easy. You know, their life spread, the periods from Mercury to Neptune, is all in the Neptune row in the grand solar spread. Okay, and they're all even numbers. You know, the even ones are more stable and easier to navigate than the uneven ones. But in their life path, you know, their first seven ones, and then the last their Pluto reward and Cosmic Western are in the crown line. So their life path, you know, would say it's easy, but this aversion to responsibility and commitment can cause them to spoil the good fortune that they're born with, okay? So, you know, that's the thing about the Jack of Diamonds. So oftentimes they may not live up to what they could really be because of this aversion. So when they really learn to, you know, make peace with being responsible and commitment for and been doing things that they love to do, then, you know, they'll be able to live more fully to their potential. And when they kind of up-level and go to a higher level, access a higher level of responsibility and commitment in their suit, which is having higher values, okay, the value of responsibility, the value of commitment to something, at least those things that you do love and you know that you can sort of make a contribution to. Okay, now, as I said, you know, the first seven periods, which is, you know, the first 100 years of their life or so, or 96 years of their life or so, is in that Neptune row. And the last card in their Neptune position is the Queen of Hearts. And so it's their direct Neptune card. And the Queen of Hearts is the card of sexuality, sensuality. It's the mother card. You know, it's the wife. It's that very, you know, really, really lounging in the sun and really allowing yourself to relax and take in, you know, the beauty of life. And it's their Neptune card. But what this means in this position is that, you know, fantasy in their love life abounds. And oftentimes they can end up seeking the perfect eternal love affair, okay, never settling down. So you can get a lot of Jack of Diamonds and end up being playgirls and playboys because they're constantly fantasizing about some perfect thing that can never really exist because, you know, no one is perfect. I mean, we can find people who are perfect for us, but there's no such thing as the perfect love affair. It's just not possible, not in the realm of, in this realm of created reality where everything's constantly changing, you know. So, you know, really, you know, for Jack of Diamonds, they really, I think when they really come into finding, you know, like I said, making peace with, you know, the reality that they're living in, they can often, you know, then fulfill the potential and the gifts that are really given to them because they have artistic talent, which is their, due to their Three of Spades, first karma card, and they can sell anything due to that Jack of Clubs, second karma card. So they can be artistic and they can sell it, which is rare because a lot of artists aren't really, you know, gifted with also being able to sell their art, but a Jack of Diamonds is. So they have so many gifts, so, you know, many, just a lot of gifts. So if they just don't squander it with the refusal to become responsible and to commit themselves to something. And also, too, the last thing I'll say about the Jack of Diamonds is they have two sixes. They have a six of clubs in Saturn and a six of spades in Uranus. And all this means is that they need to be careful with what they say. because so sixes are about karma and also responsibility. And if they're not careful and within Saturn, that means that they won't be able to get away with something that they won't be able to just get away with saying anything and to anybody if they don't follow through on things or keep their words for things. So they need to be careful about that. Some famous Jack of Diamonds is the United States of America. July 4th is Jack of Diamonds Day. It's a Jack of Diamonds Day, but it's also a King of Clubs Day. So that makes the United States. So you could see some of these, you know, what I just said about Jack of Diamonds applies because, I mean, the United States is all about freedom, you know, and the rights of liberty, life, health, and all that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of abundance here, so you could see the life path, you know. And you know, when we become too indulgent, we can get off course. But with the King of Clubs as a planetary ruling card, kind of helps balance it out because the King of Clubs, you know, can make very keen mental distinctions in their kings, and that means they take on responsibility. So someone born on the 4th of July would have the Jack of Diamonds, but they would have the King of Clubs to sort of balance them out, and they would be responsible. The King of Clubs are really responsible people and very commitment-oriented. So, but anyway, the United States is a Jack of Diamonds. Liza Minnelli, you can sort of see that. Ice-T, Peter O'Toole. And Dear Abby, Abigail Van Buren is a Jack of Diamonds. And Babyface, that's the famous musician. And he's an artist, and he can really sell his work. And Liza Minnelli, too, she sells herself. And a Three of Spades is a very creative card anyway, and to have that as a very artistic, very creative, as long with being a Jack and then having a Jack karma card. It's a very, very creative card. It's just, are they gonna really not let this idealization of their freedom spoil all the gifts they were given? Okay, and then at last we come to the Jack of Spades, which is the most powerful of all Jacks. The Spades is the most powerful suit. So any spade will be more powerful than the ones before it, just because it's the last suit, and it deals with, you know, every day what's happening here with the body and with our health and with what those things we do every day. It's our very lifestyle. So you could say it's more powerful on the material level. And actually, the Jack of Spades is considered the spiritual initiate too. I mean, and the Jack of Spades has so many different qualities and gifts to it. It's considered the spiritual initiate. It's the actor because it's very, very, very creative. But also too, it's also considered the possible thief card because it's so creative that it could, you know, instead of being responsible, it can sometimes just take all its immense gifts and just want to take and steal and not do the work. So, you know, it just depends on how a person of this card would actually choose to navigate it, okay? And as I said, it's the most powerful of the Jack cards. And it has two Mars positions, so it makes them really very energetic and, you know, and sort of have the drive to succeed, okay? And they have an incredible mind. They can solve any problem. They're brilliant, they're fun-loving, and they are the most creative and resourceful card in the deck, okay? So, and they also have a very strong freedom urge as well, okay? Actually, their freedom is sort of the most important to them. I used to date a guy who had a Jack of Spades. Actually, I know quite a few people who have a Jack of Spades planetary ruling cards. There's only two birthdays of the Jack of Spades, but you'll find a lot of people who have Jack of Spades as a ruler card. Now, I know at least four people who have Jack of Spades as a ruler card, and I actually used to date a guy who had Jack of Spades as a ruling card. And again, Jacks are so resourceful, and it'd be so funny because he would have an excuse and a reason for everything, and it would just be interesting to see what would come, you know, out of what he would say, you know, and it would make so much sense to him, but I could see it was like, oh, you know, like it's like weaving a story. So Jacks are they're interesting people. They're very, very interesting people, you know, a lot of fun, but youthful. And again, this is the other Jack. So again, there's three cards that are one eye: the Jack of Hearts, the King of Diamonds, and the Jack of Spades is the other card that's one eye. And I would say it was funny because they couldn't really, you know, I know this person really couldn't see, and you know, in some ways what he was doing. It's almost like, the, you know, again, it makes them not very objective, very subjective. They're going to see it one way. And it's like they're missing a piece of awareness, and they're kind of blind to their own faults and blind to taking responsibility for their own actions. It's like they can come up with a story and a reason for everything, and it's like this way, and they can really be blind to it. I mean, it's not like they're, like, you know, necessarily even all that consciously aware of it. So it's very interesting, this having one eye. You know, now the good thing about having one eye and just having this one point focus is that it can allow for greater success. Since there's really no conflicting inner dialogue about it. I mean, they're not seeing both sides. They're not seeing two sides. They're just seeing this kind of one point, the way they're coming from, and they're not really aware or even choose to be aware of how it's affecting anybody else or the other person. And you can imagine if you have that kind of one point of focus, and if you don't have this inner dialogue kind of where you have to kind of wonder, you know, okay, if I do this, this is going to happen, or, you know, just kind of that inner awareness of weighing, you know, more than one side, it can kind of take more time to make a decision. Anyway, so it can make for greater success since there's no conflicting inner dialogue when you're one point. Okay, so that's the pros and the cons of the, you know, one-eyed, okay? So they have an incredible mind, and one of the reasons why they do is because both their karma cards are clubs, okay? And clubs, again, are, you know, they're the thinkers, the communicators, you know, it's communication, it's intelligence, it's thinking, okay? It's anything to do with the mind, okay? So they have these two karma cards, these are seven of clubs, the first karma card, and ten of clubs as the second karma card. And so that ten of clubs, second karma card, is the card that's the gift for them. And the ten of clubs sits in the crown mind, okay? And this gives them a great, first of all, great mental ability, because a 10 enlarges anything it's in, and it's in clubs and it's in a crown line. So a crown line means, you know, people see you very successful, and the 10 of clubs just gives them a great mental capacity, okay? And so then being in the crown line, they'd have a tendency to rise to the top of their profession. And then the seven of clubs karma card, since it's the first karma card, is what they've come here to sort of, they have to work through that, as they have to overcome a tendency to see the dark side of life and to see the dark side of situations that they may encounter, because the seven of clubs is about overcoming negative mental habits, you know, by going to the enlightened side of, you know, thinking, okay? But still, that seven of clubs is going to give them, and even, you know, with the first karma card, it still brings gifts, and the seven of clubs is going to bring them gifts to tap into that spiritual thinking, okay? So, you know, a Jack of Spades, like I said, very creative, you know, an incredible mind, and the potential to rise to the top of their field. And the other reason is because they have a pretty easy life path. Their life path, most of their life path, falls in the Jupiter row of the grand solar spread. That means success, okay? And all of the cards, except for if you get to the last, till you get to Neptune and Pluto, all the cards are even, and even in their Saturn position, they have a ten of diamonds. So you know, they really have no reason not to succeed in life because they're given so much, okay? And they usually are very, very successful. And you'll see a lot of famous actors who have a Jack of Spades, probably as a planetary ruling card. Meryl Streep is a perfect example. So she has a Jack of Spades as a ruling card. And it's, again, so with all Jacks, there is, you know, the theme of going to the higher, accessing the higher level of this card. And this card is also known as the spiritual initiate. And it is their path to someday ascend to the king. And but to do this with all the Jacks, they have to, like, access that higher realm, you know. And with Jacks, they must go to sort of like a higher lifestyle, higher a spiritual level, higher religion, or go to religion when they're ready to mature in that direction. So, you know, you'll see some of these Jack of Spades who are kind of spiritual initiates and on the spiritual path because they're sort of preparing themselves to become more responsible, to go to the higher level of their life. And some famous examples of Jack of Spades are Clark Gable, Marion Davies, J.R.R. Tolkien. You can see he has a very creative mind. Rick James, Boris Yeltsin, and Mel Gibson. Okay. So this is the lesson for this class. It's the Jacks, the famous Jacks. Okay. And also, too, I guess the last thing I'll say about the Jacks is, also, too, if for other cards who have Jacks as karma cards, they'll exhibit some of these Jack tendencies. I think some of the most famous one is the Seven of Clubs. It has a Jack of Spades as a second karma card. And again, this Jack of Spades is very powerful. Bill Clinton was the Seven of Clubs. And you will see, you could see a Jack quality in him. You know, he always landed on his feet. He was very resourceful. You know, he had a way of figuring out what he needed to do. And my nephew's a Seven of Clubs, and I actually know a few Seven of Clubs myself, and I have seen this resourcefulness in action myself, okay? So that is a card that has a Jack of Spades. The Jack is a second karma card. What's the other one? So the Jack of Clubs, Jack of Diamonds also have Jacks as karma cards, and the Jack of Hearts never moves, and so it will never be somebody's. Well, the Jack of Hearts are in the family of the fixed and the semi-fixed cards, and it's never anybody's karma card. So let's see. Who else has the Jack of Spades as as a karma card? Hold on, I'm going to see if I can find that. So the Seven of Clubs, and the Ten of Clubs. Ten of Clubs is a Jack of Spades, is the first karma card. So you'll see a lot of these people, you know, crafty, and Ten of Clubs, and especially Ten of Clubs is that great, incredible mind. Hugh Jackman is a perfect example, okay? So there's this, that is the lesson on the Jacks. And today I'm going to go over cards for today. Today is March 8th, 2011, and today's card. So if you were born today, you'd be a Two of Spades. Okay, and we're in Pisces territory. And the way you can find the planetary ruling card is it's a Pisces day, and Neptune rules Pisces. So you go to the Two of Spades, and and Neptune is the seventh planet. So you'd count seven to the left, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 spaces to the left on the grand solar spread, and there you would find, and that would be the Neptune card for that life path of the Two of Spades, and that would be the planetary ruling card for that person, okay? And that would be the way that Two of Spades would express itself more through more of a King of Spades kind of sort of expression. So this person, these people born today are double spades, okay? And anytime you have the birth and the ruling card is the same suit, that person's going to exhibit, you know, more stronger characters of that particular suit, so spades. So this person would be very work-oriented and things to do with, the body, and health. They may have some, you know, situations around health. But for a Two of Spades, it's the friendship card, okay? Any two is going to be relationship-oriented. But a Two of Spades is, they like to do things. They have, it's like friendship. It's like partnering with people who they can actually do things with, where they can get up and go for a walk, play tennis, do something with it, or even work with. So it gets work partnership, but people that they're doing things with. And as I said, it often manifests as working, or it can manifest as working partnerships. And two is the number of logic. So these people are very detailed-oriented, logical, and they put a high quality of work into whatever it is they're doing, okay? So, and you could even say that a lot of people that, you know, you could say Two of Spades could be even genius because it's logic. And So these people would have a command of logic and other, you know, just mental sort of capacities that are kind of above normal, okay? And with all of this mentality going on with this two logic thing, you know, and dealing with spades, work, and the body, you know, their feelings can be often take a back seat to the mentality and just dealing with the day-to-day things of life, which is sort of a spade thing to do, okay? And when you're not really all that in touch with your feelings or you don't sort of, you know, give your feelings as due justice, you know, it can affect your relationships. So this person would have challenges in relationships as well as challenges with health because they have a Six of Spades first karma card, and Six of Spades deals with health karma and deals with making sure that we're in balance with our health. So if you're not in, if a Two of Spades person is not in balance with their health, and health issues will crop up, just to sort of say to them, hey, you know, it's time to pay attention to your body. So they can't really abuse their bodies is what this means, okay? They have to really make sure that they're really honoring their health, okay? Now, so this, so that's a Two of Spades. Now, then they'd have a King of Spades as a ruling card, and this would make this a very, very, very powerful person. Okay, King of Spades is the most powerful card in the deck, most powerful materially. A king, which is the most powerful number, and spades, the most powerful suit. King of Spades, okay, the most powerful card in the deck. So this would be a powerhouse of a person, okay? And they're one of the rarest cards because there's only one birthday that has this as a birth card. But as you can see, there are others that can have it as a planetary ruling card, okay? And again, it's one of the three fixed cards in the deck, and it doesn't move. So it is very powerful, very fixed, very stubborn. When it sets its mind to do something, it doesn't budge, and you can't control it. You can't tell them what to do. And it also falls in the crown line. That makes them very independent, and they will never allow others to have any kind of control over them. They have a very strong will and wisdom gained from many lifetimes because they're a king to go with it, okay? Now, with all this power, what will you do with it, okay? What will you do with all this power? You know, because another side of them is adventurous and restless, and they enjoy travel and freedom. And this is because they got it. They have a Three of Hearts in Mercury and a Five of Clubs Saturn. Excuse me. So, there will sometimes be a conflict with King of Spades people because they'll have all this power, but they don't want to be responsible for it, okay? They enjoy being a king and all it brings, but they won't like the commitment or the high degree of responsibility. It may scare them. So you will find some kings who will just shuck the responsibility. Okay, because they just don't want the responsibility. Now, a perfect example of this is in the news right now, is Charlie Sheen. He's an Eight of Diamonds with the King of Spades ruling card. So the Eight of Diamonds, you know, sits at the top of the crown line, so he's famous, he's making money, you know, and he's got that King of Spades, so he's got a lot of talent. But he doesn't want to be responsible for, you know, all this that has been given to him, and, you know, and no one can tell him what to do. So that's kind of a good example of someone who's sort of not, you know, stepping into the role of king and being responsible, you know, who has a King of Spades planetary ruling card. But that will happen with kings, and sometimes people don't even realize they're kings. And this, I find this with women a lot, that they don't step into their power. It's almost like, you know, they don't even know that they've been gifted with all this power. And even as women, you know, we're not all that, you know, we're more geared. I think now with more, you know, with the newer generations, it's changing. But I know even with me, it's like osmosis. You're geared to really nurture others, not to really step into and take leadership role. But anyway, So this would be a very, very powerful person with a lot of power, a lot of great mental ability, a lot of, you know, if this person set their mind to it, it's nothing that they wouldn't be able to do. Okay? So, and some people born today are Cameron Mannheim. She's an actress, and if you look at her, you can see the power in her. I mean, she is just like a powerhouse. Sid Charisse, a famous dancer. Lynn Redgrave, another actress. Freddie Prinze Jr. Okay, so this is the class for today. I spent the entire class giving a lesson, but that's okay. You know, sometimes you got to change it up a bit. And I'm going to be doing these lessons, I guess, for the next couple of months, and also wanting to do readings for people. So if there are people who want readings and if you know of anyone, please do share this class with them and the call-in information. And I'd love to do some readings, okay, at the end of these. So, okay, that's the class for today. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful day. And I will be back here March 22nd, which is the fourth Tuesday of the month. Okay, everyone have a wonderful, wonderful time.